Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, Josh and me, in the studio today. There's another book I want to recommend called I Cured My Cancer. Cured My Cancer. It's $17 on special at the Power Mall. How I Cured My Stage 4 Multi-Organ Cancer at Home. And it's by William Trux. And if it would work for me, I would do it in a heartbeat. Believe me, ladies and gentlemen, doesn't work for everybody. But let me also add that in the book, though, that Ingrid Naaman has, she in the back has this amazing resource of telling you different types of herbal remedies to make for cancer. For instance, she puts in there the remedies, like from Dr. John Christopher. She really gives you Harry Hoxie. The information is there for the Hoxie antidote. Different poultices, pastes, amazing. The yellow healing salve that you must use with the cancer salve is here. Black pills, it's called. The Hoxie tonic, like I said, is in here, which is really important. Herbal enemas, cancer things for cancerous growth. The black salve is here. Jason Winter's tea, Compound X. All the things that you've heard a lot about are in this book in the back in a huge resource section. So get the book if you are interested in using the herbal remedies for cancer. Now, I'm not saying it works. Didn't work for me. And I mean, I'm only saying that because I want to be honest with you guys. I'm not going to ever mislead you because I don't like the fact that I felt like I was sort of misled in all of this. So the book, Cancer Salves, How I Cured My Cancer, available to Power Mall, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com. Also want to recommend North American Urban Spice is on special still. Lithium Orotate is on special, $18. The Time Challenger is on special. And the Weather Crank Radio, don't forget that. That is so important to have. The Weather Crank Radio, all you do is just crank it up and listen when you hear the bad weather coming and they'll tell you what's going on. Ink and Berries. And then the, remember the grab 1 month grab and go bucket from Numana that has 72 servings for $149. Now that is awesome. Mm-hmm. 72 servings for $149. Also remember, and that's non-GMO, only the good stuff. And then there is Southwest Chipotle Seasoning, Harissa Seasoning, and the Turmeric Shaker Bottle that are all on special at the Power Mall. Give us a call, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com. I would like to have an hour of free expression here. That means that you can tell us what you're thinking about anything. I would like to do a special segment, Josh, on once a week on whatever happened to, fill in the blank, whatever happened to. Remember the guy that's in the Supermax prison that was involved in OKC? I would like to know whatever happened to him. What's he doing today? You know, I'd like to do a segment on whatever happened to. And if you have some ideas on who you would like to hear about what happened to them, like I'd like to have a program on, remember the people that were sent to prison on the tax issue that live up in...
the Browns?
Yeah, the Browns. I'd like to have, you know, a show about that. I'd like to have shows to follow up on what has happened to people in the news that were great big huge stories, then all of a sudden didn't hear anything about it.
Flight MH...
Yeah, right. 370.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to those 200 and some people? But I'd like to follow those up, and Catherine's going to help us get those people on the program. So that's one thing. I'd like to know who you would like to have as a guest subject on the program. Also, remember next week we're going to be talking about Operation Paperclip, which is the Nazi program to bring over the scientists here who were guilty of Nuremberg charges. But they said, oh, never mind. That's okay. You can come here and experiment on our military people. And I went to a place where that was done in the military, too. We'll be back. 3-minute break. Stay tuned. Joyce and Josh. I speak for you now.
That's...
Yeah.
I got no problem with that.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world. I'm so glad that you are joining us today, that Josh is here, and that we also have Nathan at Genesis joining us today answering the phone. We have these incredible guys that work at Genesis. I'm not kidding you.
Girl.
Scott, John, oh my gosh, Nathan now, and Ben yesterday with Catherine Albeck's show. Man, they're all good. They're all awesome. I just appreciate you all very much taking being so nice to all of our listeners on the Power Hour today. Okay, now I want to mention one other thing that I'm going to let you all talk about today. Now, one other thing that we can talk about today is, you know, because a lot of people are emailing me about the guest host. And that's okay. You know, let's talk about it. I am very thrilled, again, that we have these guest hosts helping us. And I don't want to do anything to try and, you know, create problems with the guest host, or you don't like this one or don't like that one. That's not the issue. These people are not being paid to come and take their time to sit in for me and help me. So let's understand that.
Awesome.
They're awesome. They are really giving up their time. We have on Tuesdays, we have Dr.
Ted Brower.
Ted Brewer on Thursdays. We have Jack Blood. And sometimes we have Sam Bushman. He has his own show. And, I mean, he's, like, doing it at the same time, and it makes it kind of hard for him, so I don't like to pick on him. But, I mean, they are amazing. They are absolutely amazing. And they don't charge us anything because we couldn't pay them. But we are so happy to have them helping us out. So I don't want to malign any of them. Now, if you disagree with their views, that's okay. You disagree with my views, too. I don't have a problem with that. And also, I want to thank Annie in Norway, who just emailed me about Dr. Hesham Talawi, who is a speaker that talks about Palestine. And I'm going to pass that on to Catherine and have him on the show. So that'll be an excellent one. I thank you very much for that person's name. So now we're going to go to the callers, find out what you guys have to say, give you guys a chance to vent to me since I haven't been taking any phone calls to you all. You can say whatever you want. Within reason. Dave in New York, welcome to the Power Hour today. What's on your mind, Dave?
Good morning, Joyce.
Good morning.
Yes, as far as your hosts go, yeah, they are great. And I believe you're paying for the time, and I wish that just a little more, maybe a special of a day or something, should be given to the actual host so that people, you know, will call and support the Powerball. But anyway,
yeah, I do too. I do too. But yeah, we're working on that. Thank you. We're working on that. Thank you.
And obviously, it's not the majority, but the people that, you know, come down on you for reporting about Palestine or something like that, you know, you have a better than 95% accuracy rate. You're allowed to screw up too. Okay. I mean, even though you didn't. I mean, you were just doing what you thought was. You know, you're right. I would just ask them to go back to the naval blockade when medicine was and supplies were trying to be sent there, and you know who turned them back so that they couldn't. It kind of reminded me of the barricade on Iraq. 500,000 people died. How many thousand children died? You know what I mean? It's like everything is not as, you know, crystal clear as a good guy and a bad guy.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, we see what's going on here. Well, I guess what I wanted to talk about a little bit was the way Chris Collins, is it? The American Sniper?
Oh, anyway. Yeah, Chris, whatever
Kyle.
His name is.
Kyle. Yeah, yeah. So to me, the way she's come out now, and, they, you know, and Bush, you know, she's stunning the way they've got her made up and everything. I mean, but it's almost like it reminds me of Sarah Brady or whatever. You know what I mean? How?
Yeah.
You know, and they're really pushing this deal. And boy, if you have anything to say against those people, you're against apple pie in America or something. But
yeah, that's right.
What I
that's
wanted,
right.
And let me, in closing, I guess, you know, anybody that isn't really thinking very hard and see what you're going through, and yet you're still trying to help other people. You know, jeepers, creepers, how, you know what I mean? Boy, don't be so self-centered because you can, it doesn't take much to realize Joyce is trying to help everybody and she doesn't feel like
that. Well. It's not all about Joyce, and I feel great. I feel great, and I have people like Josh and Noel and Rosie and Catherine. I mean, these people are keeping the place going here. They deserve the credit. I am not, but I am at least I can talk, and that's the good thing is I can still talk, and so I can dream up things for other people to do now. But thank you so much. I appreciate your phone call, Dave. Thanks for you're always so kind. Thank
okay.
you. Let's go to Kevin in Eastern or Western Ohio. Wants to be specific here.
Be specific. Good morning, my
friend. Morning,
parents.
Kevin. Hey.
Are you?
I'm blessed, thank you.
Oh, you're blessing me all the time, young lady.
Oh, you're so kind.
Well, that's true, though. Such a kind. If I was in your unit, you got meritorious there or there's a bunch. I'm dragging up the pass, being an infantry grunt vet, NOM. The north part of the country. I like to bring in those little past reminders and you give me this opportunity. Some important people in the past. One, there's four names. The Mr. Milner that hunted for his son, the POW that was identified over and over, and then he couldn't talk anymore. He was in a position. Oh, wow.
That's that's right.
He couldn't talk about his son's situation because it was so critical and he had information and so forth. And he was about 90 years old then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, that's right.
And,
that would be a good one. That would be a good one to follow up on his son, yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
The other screen, the other name in that vein, and I don't want to hold everybody's time up here, is Bobby Garwood. And I would encourage everyone, if they can still get a copy from Dr. Stan of the interview that he's the only one who ever did with him.
Is Bobby Garwood still alive?
As far as I know, and he did that. Dr. Stan did the most passionate, heart-wrenching interview with him. One he did is called Only One Return. He's the only man that ever escaped out of Vietnam on his own and proved the whole system was lying about POW.
Right, right. You know what? I'd love to get that interview and maybe even play his interview on the Power Hour because...
I'll send it to you if you want me to.
Oh, yeah, please, please. That would make it so much easier. Yeah, send it to thepowerhour@thepowerhour.com. And we'll play it on the Power Hour. I would love to have that interview on with Bobby Garwood, the only one that made it out of Vietnam alive. And, of course, they lied about him and trashed him after that happened.
Oh, just insidiously. And then two more quick names. One also, I was in a unit where I had a notorious gentleman that brought there to that demise because of circumstances. Lieutenant Cowley.
My Massacre. Whatever happened to Lieutenant Cowley? Good idea. That's great.
That was in my AO, and I know what it's like. And then finally, one tremendous man does the best research ever. Is Dr. Dennis Cuddy.
And Dr. Oh yes, Dennis Cuddy. We're going to be having him on.
You will.
Yep, we're going to be having him on. Sure. Yeah. Already talked to Catherine about that.
And I bought the book, and it cost me about $90 for a paperback, his last book, The Power Elite, Their History and Future. And you talk about a dynamite book. In conclusion, I'll tell you, Jeb Bush will be the next president, and he'll list out the other things for the future with such tact, such professionalism. Joyce, God bless you. Please
well, thank you so
well.
Much. Thank you so much.
Please.
Thank you. I mean, you're batting 1,000 there. Those are four good programs. That's mm-hmm. excellent. Thank you so very much, Kevin. Hey, that was a good call. Thank you. Good call. Let's go to Steve in California. Steve, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. You're on the Power Hour. What you got for us?
First, I have heard all kinds of stuff about the 12-step. Program of accountability to a fellow fallible human. I look at the Bible, the first, second, seventh, and eighth commandment militate against that. You should be solely accountable to God and God alone.
Okay. All right, but you know, I know where the 12 steps says you are not accountable to God or God alone. I don't at all. I mean, there is no way that is... You know, that the 12 steps are in conflict with the Bible. There's no way.
Well, I see it as in conflict. I think you ought to get Barrett Chose on.
Why? She says that AA is in conflict with the Bible?
Well, she'll tell you about the paradigm that I would not go to AA. I'd just cling to the old rugged cross.
Okay. Thank you very much for your attitude. I appreciate that. Let's go to, or your decision. Let's go to Jerry in Pittsburgh. Jerry in Pittsburgh, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind, Jerry?
There's two things. The ammunition ban, I'm certain this surrounds the law that the National Rifle Association supported back, I think, in the 1970s or 1980s, which outlawed or curtailed handgun ammunition with a steel jacket or a steel core or a carbide core that could penetrate body armor. The application to this 223 is that there are certain firearms which now can be classified as handguns which fire rifle ammunition, and that particular type of 223 fits that criteria in that it may have a steel core or a steel tip combined with maybe a carbide core of some sort, and that's where that ban is coming in, based upon that law that the National Rifle Association put through way back when.
Well, wouldn't it make more sense then, I'm not for banning, you know, any of this, but wouldn't it make more sense to ban the handguns that can shoot the ammunition?
No, you wouldn't want anything banned. I'm just saying.
Well, no, I agree, but okay. I mean, coming from their standpoint,
the NRA has been selling us out for years. Okay, the second point is...
Okay, stay right there. We'll be back after this 4-minute break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Joyce and Josh.
And Josh.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but we'll warn you. You'll have to buy it from our cold dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it.
One shot at a time.
That is Steve Voss, and we carry that at the Power Hour. If you don't have that album and you want some real music, call the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, and we do need your support at the Power Mall, definitely. Please order from the Power Mall. Now, we were talking to Jerry in Pittsburgh, and I'm going to go to Don in Costa Rica next, since he's in Costa Rica, so you stay right there, Don, but let me go back to Jerry in Pittsburgh. Go ahead, please, Jerry.
Whatever happened to... It would be nice to do an expose on probably the biggest cover-up within the Patriot community, and this is whatever happened to Congressman Larry McDonald. Now, Sam Monteith would have been knowledgeable in what I'm going to say. Debbie Kidd, I believe, may be knowledgeable. Maybe Charlotte Iserby, maybe a few others. That plane at night was at 81 or 82, flight 007. That plane landed on Sakhalin Island. The passengers were taken prisoner. Larry McDonald was shoveled off to the western part of the Soviet Union. He was alive at least until 1994. There was a Jewish fellow who spent time in the Soviet gulags. I think his name is Avram Shifrin. I think that was his name. He wrote a book on the gulags throughout the Soviet Union. And he had an organization within in Israel, and he had connections throughout the Soviet Union. And it was through his connections that he found out that McDonald was still alive. Cornerstone TV, the Christian television station, they did some exposés on it. Russ Bixler, who was the founder of Cornerstone TV, went to Israel and interviewed Shifrin. They have a lot of videotapes, a lot of video shows that they did on that that you probably could get a hold of. Bixler's dead now, but Bixler belonged to the same gun club I belonged to, so I used to talk to him. And I had also a good friend of mine. She had a TV show on who did some exposés on that on Cornerstone. It was called Focused on the Issues, and her name was Marjorie Provan. And I could give you her phone number. You can get in touch with her. They have videotapes. They have documentation on this. They put that documentation out a year or two after that plane landed, and nobody in the Patriot community seems to want to pick up on this and investigate it. And there was a lot of cover-ups on this. Jesse Helms, the senator from Carolina, covered it up. Reagan knew as president, he knew that McDonald and that plane landed on Sakhalin Island, that those people were taken prisoner, and there's been a big, tremendous cover-up throughout the whole government.
Hey, that is great. I thank you very, very much. Whatever happened to Congressman Larry McDonald? A lot of people, I don't know, Josh, do you recognize the name?
No, not
wow,
really.
You don't even know that story.
Well, I was,
that's a huge
what year
story.
Was it again?
80-something? What was the year? Do you know, Jerry?
That was in 81 or 82 when that plane went on.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't even in school yet.
He doesn't even know about green bananas anyway, so never mind. Anyway, well, thank you very, very much, Jerry. I appreciate all that information. I'm sure Catherine got it down, and we will be doing some shows on these things. Thank you very, very much.
You want me to give you the phone number of...
Not on the air, but email it.
Not on the air, but I could... Okay.
Yeah. Email it to us. All right, thank you very much. Let's go to Don in Costa Rica. Don in Costa Rica, welcome to the Power Hour. What's on your mind, sir?
How you doing, George? You hear me okay?
Yeah, buddy. Go ahead. Sound like
all
you're right,
right
next door.
Well, I'm a 14-year listener and first-time caller, so that's a good one.
Oh, my goodness. Finally got you to call, huh? That's awesome.
Yeah,
thank
well, you.
You
know, I spent the first 10 years of that listening to you, you know, when I was in a cage, so I didn't have much choice, you know. But anyway, I listened to shortwave all those years. And
wow.
All the listeners, I want you to know that the reason I'm where I'm at today and what I'm doing and everything is directly resulted, you know, from Joyce. Listening to her all these years, you know.
You give me too much credit. You give me way too much credit. I give my Heavenly Father all the credit, but I thank Him for putting all you in front of me to teach me also. Well, what is it that you are interested in most, Don?
Well, you talked about vertical growing systems, and that's one thing I've come up with because I've been listening to what's going on with the food supply out there. And, of course, you know, everything's basically frequency. During all those years I was in the health thing, you know, I've run into people from all over the world, from Czechoslovakia and people from down in South America, and started hearing all the different ways to cure people. And then, you know, I've kind of worked out my own system over the years. And basically this whole thing's just frequency. You know, when your cell gets down to 42, you basically get cancer. That's what it amounts to. And
that's interesting.
As you keep your You got a break coming there?
Yeah, we got a break. So you stay right there if you can for the 3-minute break, and we'll be back with Don in Costa Rica. When your frequency goes, you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's what he's saying. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
And I know the mic was open when I said I speak for him. I really don't speak for him, believe me. That was cool.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's time I found myself totally surrounded in your circles.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Kenny Loggins again, Celebrate Me Home. That is a gorgeous, gorgeous song. Love that album. We are talking to Don in Costa Rica right now. Don, let me come back to you. What else you got for us today?
Well, basically, it would go into a lot of detail to explain all that to you, but it's all a lot simpler than everybody makes it out to be. The whole world is a lot simpler than, you know, everything's made complicated. You know, if you look at the simple aspect of it, you can just about cure any disease. I've had all kind of serious health problems, and I had no access to anything. In other words, basically just knowledge. In other words, listen
to the radio. Well, I wish you'd tell me I could use your help. I guarantee you.
Well, if you'll call me right after the show if you want, it's my number is 866.
Wait a minute. No, not on the air. You're going to get inundated. No, you may not like it.
No, fine.
You call over the Power Hour. Let me give you their number. You call over there and leave your name and number, and I'll call you, okay?
Okay, well, I've got a, you know, business down here anyway, so it doesn't matter who calls me as far as that goes. But
all right, well, let me give you the number, 573-378.
Okay.
573.
Okay.
378-6049.
Okay. Also, to go on a different subject here, what I've come up with here as far as vertical gardening, you know, in mm-hmm. other words, like you were talking about that earlier. Well, I've come up with something here that's basically played based on listening to you all these years and know what's going on now. And I haven't found anything that's, you know, right side up in this world. I mean, everything's totally reverse of what you think it is. You know, that's what I've
right.
found it to be.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, I come up with a growing system that's, you can produce up to 9 square feet of growth in each square foot of floor space you use. And this is like a furniture model that you can put in houses or offices or, you know, greenhouse, anything. What we build out of teak wood and chloroplast. So it's, very simple to put together. You just take it out of the box and just set one tray right up on top of another. So it's a pretty unique thing. I've got a lot of other designs. I've probably got about 40 inventions. You know, when you got time to think, you come up with all these ideas.
Yeah, I bet you do. I'd love to,
to
know what that was like, that experience for you also. Hey, Don, let me let you go. Thank you very much for the phone call, and I look forward to talking to you a little bit later. Thank you. Let's go to Renee in North Carolina. Let's go to Renee in North Carolina. Renee, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind, girl?
Yes, I'd like to discuss all the differing opinions of hosts and stuff and how this is a real problem, because if we want to break free of our chains of bondage, we have to all focus on sawing on the same link, the key link that is most dangerous to us. You know, when you think about, I hear about the fears people have. They fear people taking their guns, forcing chips, vaccinations, being beaten or having their doors kicked in, lied to, having assets stolen, sent to fight and die in phony wars. Think about what group is going to show up at your door. Now, is it going to be Jihad John and a bunch of Mohammeds? Or is it going to be Gloria Steinem and a bunch of feminazis? No, it's not. So many people are worrying about, like, the garden snake in the neighbor's yard instead of the boa constrictor staring them in the face. And actually being apologists for government employees who are going along to get along and are accessories instead of whistleblowers. And these are the people who are the greatest danger to you. It's those people who want to do those things to you. And too many people who have personal issues or prejudices want to focus on the wrong link. And so this is a huge problem, and it's not okay for everybody to have a different opinion. Ask yourself, who is the greatest danger? I'm explaining this in such a simple way. Anybody who is not getting this right now, you need to have your relatives shop for an assisted living facility for you, because it's not safe for you to be living on your own. Who is the danger? And we have to focus on that link instead of...
Okay, but, you know, I don't know that you or I or anyone else knows who the bad guys are. I know who I think I can't believe in. But I think the other thing is that, no, we can't all have the same opinion, and that's not the way we operate here at the Power Hour. Is I cannot tell every talk show host, you must have an opinion on this, this, and this, and it has to be like mine. I can't do that. I'm a libertarian enough.
I know you can't. But the thing is, what I'm saying is, why can't people see? Who's going to show up with the syringes and is going to lock them in cages
right.
and everything else? It's not going to be Gloria Steinem and Jihad John. It
mm-hmm.
is the enemy is within, and it's your own government employees who will do this to you if they don't wake up. And making excuses for them lets them off the hook and allows this to continue. That's who the greatest danger is.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate your phone call, Renee. Thank you. Let's go to Mayotte in New York. Mayotte in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
Yes. Good morning, Joyce and John.
Morning.
I have a couple of health items and then three suggestions, quick suggestions. First, I heard Gary Noll the other day say that a teaspoon of apple cider vinegar in a glass of water will help to clear up any calcification of the pineal gland. I thought that was interesting, thought about mm-hmm. the choice. I also heard on his PRN network, there's a host named David Crow. He's at david.crow@theinfectiousmyth.com. And, of course, there's an archive. About a month and a half ago, he had on quite a program a woman who didn't have, I mean, she had a garden variety infection. I don't remember. Maybe it was a urinary infection. She was given Cipro, and her life, I mean, it was such a downward spiral. She was able, by using natural methods and you know, hanging in there to bring back a lot of her health. But I thought that would interest you because I recently also heard you mention you're coming across that information, and Dr. Rowan also discussed that with you. I'd like you to see if there's somebody from Dr. Brzezinski. Are you familiar with who I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You have to move to Houston, though, to be involved in his program.
Oh, I see. Well, it would be interesting to hear about it because I can't remember the details now. And also Simpson. I'm not sure whether his first name is Ron, but he's the young man in Canada that had cancer, and he developed a cannabis oil that cured him and healed him. And lastly, I'm hoping that you, do you have, can you recall having Ilana Freeland's information in hand?
No.
Chemtrails, HARP, and the full spectrum dominance of planet Earth. She sent me an email on the 21st of January saying that she had ordered your book, which usually comes priority, and I heard you on Alex saying you were going off of radiation, so I didn't want to be too heavy-handed to track it down. But do you recall having that at hand at all?
No, I don't right now. I can't recall that. That's another whole world for me right now.
Okay,
hey, thank you very much, Maya. I appreciate
up with that, Joyce.
All right, thanks very much.
Okay,
I appreciate it. Let's go to Robin, Ontario. Robin, Ontario, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind, sir?
Hello. First of all, God gave you a beautiful radio voice.
Oh, well, thank you. You're so kind.
And I was wondering if you're short of iodine.
Probably, well, yeah. I was taking Protocell. I was taking Protocell, and during the time you take Protocell, you can't take iodine. It conflicts with it. So I got probably really low in iodine during that time.
Can you rub it on your skin? Can you put iodine on your skin?
Sure.
Go to the farm store and get a big bottle of iodine.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a pain or an itch, rub a little bit on, and the pain or itch will go away.
Okay. I will do that.
And I think cancer is a spirit. Have you ever heard of Mel Bond?
No.
You can listen to him on the church channel at 6:30 on Monday morning. And I think you should try to get him on your show.
What is his name?
Mel Bond.
Mel Bond. What is his thing?
That's his name, Mel. Mel Bond.
I know,
Bond.
But what is his thing? What does he talk about?
Well, he cast out spirits, and then the people get well. The spirit is stopping you from getting well.
Okay.
So catch him on the TV on Church Channel, 6:30 on Monday morning.
Monday or Sunday?
Monday.
Monday,
just
okay.
Just before your program comes on.
Well, I'm a little bit busy at that time, but I thank you anyway.
Okay.
I'll look him
maybe
up, though. I'll look up.
Maybe you can get him on your program.
Okay, I'll look him up. Thank you very much.
Another thing, I can't catch you on satellite anymore. I wonder if you're paying for satellite and we're not receiving.
Of course we are.
Like Rick Satellite or?
Rick Satellite?
I can't get you anymore in the morning, live.
What do you use to bring it down? What do you use to listen to it?
Well, it used to be on satellite, but somehow that satellite doesn't work now.
Are you talking about Rick's satellite?
No, I have the same thing. It's not the same name, but I used to catch you on one of the star channels, but that channel doesn't broadcast anymore, so I can't listen to you.
Well, I don't know. You'd have to check with the company that you bought it from. That's why we do the RIC satellite, is because it gets... But I don't know. I don't know what satellite you're using. Are you using a KA or a KB or whatever it is, satellite?
I'm using the right one, 19. But anyways, I'd like to hear from somebody now who's getting you on satellite. Okay?
All right. Thank you very much for the phone call. Let's go to, let's see here, Diane in Nebraska. Diane, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind, dear?
Good morning, Joyce. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you. Likewise.
Thanks. I was wondering, I haven't heard you mention anything about a chiropractor in your quest to conquer your cancer.
Well, I don't have one here that I know of that's doing anything in that arena. I went to one, but there's nothing that she has to support this. So what are you thinking in terms of?
I understand maximized living. I know there's one in Kansas City that my brother has been going to. He's not trying to conquer cancer, but he, you know, is getting results from.
Well, thank you. I, you know, there's so many things out there, and I go chasing a lot of these things, and I just want you all to know, I don't want to do this hour on, you know, things for Joyce to do, because that's not what it's all about. It's about you all. And, you know, I've got to come to the conclusion, you know, through prayer and meditation, what it is that I'm supposed to do, and I don't know. You know, I honestly don't know. I don't know that there is anything. I don't know that there is anything at this point that is either going to make my life go one day longer or one day shorter at this point. I wish I did, but I don't. And I'm kind of like the canary in the coal mine, unfortunately. But thank you very much for that, Diane. I appreciate that. Let's go to, let's see, who's our next one?
Wes
in
Idaho, I believe.
Idaho. Wes in Idaho, are you on the air there?
Yes, I am.
All right, go ahead, please.
Joyce, thank you for bringing on Kent Hovind earlier this week, and I wanted to comment on the income tax. Income tax is the second plank of the Communist Manifesto. The 16th Amendment did not have enough people, enough states to properly sign. Then 1913, it was only a very small number of people that actually came under the Tax Act. Really, when they started withholding, was the Victory Tax Act of World War II, and they just kept doing it even after World War II. And finally, the Grace Commission, according to Ronald Reagan and D.V. Kidd, who I heard last night, every nickel of the income tax goes directly to the Federal Reserve for usury interest debt. It does not pay for roads or anything that really matters to America. That's all. Thank you.
Very good, Wes. Thank you very much. Yeah, he's right on that, ladies and gentlemen. He's absolutely right. Okay, now, I could not hear you, Nathan. Give me the names again. All right, let me start with Linda in Texas. Linda in Texas, your mic was down too low. Linda in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, Linda. What's on your mind?
Hi, Joyce. How are you this morning?
I am blessed. Thank you very much. What's up?
Well, the reason I'm calling is I wanted to talk about something you touched on yesterday, and that was Cipro. I felt like you were talking to me.
Really?
I'm actually a victim of Cipro. Just a few months ago, I had a very large tumor. In fact, I sent you an email. I had a very large tumor, 27 pounds. On my left ovary that had to be removed. And once I left the hospital, the doctor put me on Cipro. And, of course, my husband and I didn't do our research, unfortunately. Although we believe God tried to intervene, we got home with all the prescriptions. Once we got home, my husband was checking the list against the prescriptions and realized we were missing Cipro. We actually had to go back to the hospital to pick up this prescription.
Wow.
Joyce, I got a horrible case of psychosis. For 11 days, I didn't know who my husband was. I fought with him. I wanted to eat everything in sight because one of the things Cipro does is it doesn't allow your body to metabolize sugar. So
wow.
I wanted to eat everything in sight. I was literally out of my mind. But anyway, I just wanted to touch on that, and if you get a chance, look at my email.
Oh, no, I read your email. Yeah, I saw a picture there, and I read your email, and I thought that would be a good I emailed you back, I think, to say, you know, when we have the guest on Cipro that we're going to be talking about, maybe you could call in also, because that's huge. That is huge. A psychosis from Cipro, ladies and gentlemen. Think about that. Fighting with your husband.
It was an antibiotic. I would have never known, Joyce, that an antibiotic could cause such.
No kidding. No kidding.
Horribly. I was horrible. I fought with everybody. I did things I would not normally do. I don't remember probably 50% of the things I did. My husband and neighbors were telling me the things. It was horrible, Joyce. I just couldn't believe the things I did over an antibiotic.
Well, thank you that you're better. I'm so pleased. But, yeah, this is the thing we need to get out. We need people to know about this. We've got to get people to know about Cipro. Thank you so very much for calling in today. I appreciate your phone call. Let's go to who's the next one here after Linda?
Dennis
in Indiana. Okay, and then Francis in North Carolina. Okay, Dennis, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
Yes, Joyce. How are you today?
I'm blessed. Thank you very much. What's on your mind, Dennis?
The way the government's pushing vaccines on us, maybe that's a disguise situation where they can use a hypodermic needle that can place an RFID chip within a billionth of a second in your right hand or forehead. Think about it.
Wow. All right. Anything else?
Yeah, I got a question for you.
All right. Stay right there. We'll be right back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
And I do not speak for you, do I, Josh?
Nah, occasionally.
Yeah, right.
A wise man knows when to keep his mouth shut.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades' worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells. But as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting Freeze-Dried Diced Turkey and Ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now.
Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products.
It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery.
Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Who is moving on the water? Who is holding up the moon? Who is peeling back the darkness with the burning light of noon? the earth below. Who is bigger than the heavens and the lover of my soul? Creator God, He is Yahweh. Great I am, He is Yahweh. The Lord of all, He is Yahweh.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world. We got a whole bunch of really good guests for next week. Thank you, Catherine. So tune in next week. I'll be doing the show Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then guest host on Tuesday, Thursday. And just real quickly here, had an email from someone who said, I like your email, Clint. You present yourself very well. He says, I do not agree with Renee. If we do not get to hear different opinions, how will we know the difference between right and wrong? If there's only one opinion to listen to, then who is to say who's correct? He says, you know, democracy doesn't mean that the majority are right. It just means that more people agree with each other. Thank you very much, Clint, for that. Let's go back to Dennis in Indiana. Dennis, what else? You had a question for me. Go ahead, please, Dennis.
Yeah, Joyce, do you know how to spot a Washington politician in a crowd?
No, tell me.
Why, look for the long nose like Pinocchio.
Oh, very good. Well, thank you very much. I'm sure that is accurate, and I'm sure there's not an honest one up there that I can think of right now. Thank you very much for the phone call, Francis in North Carolina. You're on the air. Go ahead, please, Francis.
Hello, Francis.
Hey,
well, let's go ahead, Francis. Go ahead.
I think I heard you humming this along on that song when we first were coming in to start with. Two quick points. One, I'm glad you ruled out, as far as all the things you're ruling out, medically speaking, I'm glad you ruled out the mullein tea to help bless your lymph system, so I'm glad of that. And two, I have a musical thought for you, a song by Bette Miller called From a Distance.
Oh, yes, I love that song.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not impressed,
right,
yet I love it.
All right. Thank you very much. I'll ask Josh to remember that. Thank you. All right. Let's go to Phil in Florida. Phil, you are on the air. What's on your mind, sir?
Oh, a couple of things. I think we all need to keep pressing 9/11 truth.
Yes.
I keep flyers in the front seat of my car, some DVDs.
You know what? I'd like to see the inside of your car someday, Phil.
Oh,
I really would. I can just imagine. I can just imagine.
And to keep pressing, because all of this is being justified by the 9/11 lie. Everything is. And,
yes.
And that's the Achilles heel, and we can't let go of it. And so I want to encourage people to keep talking about it. Keep put flyers in your cars. Put them, hand them out. Put them on windshields. Give them to firefighters or whoever. And keep pushing it. And also, I'm very concerned about this Netanyahu thing. I called my congressman, and he's with the neocons, and I talked about the USS Liberty, and keep sounding off, folks.
Thank you very much, Phil. Yeah, Phil is one person that will continue to sound off. You know, he's got a profession also. He has a profession that he does, but he is out there all the time. You all have a blessed weekend. Thank you for all of your kind thoughts, your ideas for me, things to do. It's not about me. It's about all of us, ladies and gentlemen. We'll all face that day sometime. I just thank you, Josh, for being here today. Good job.
Thank you so much for having me.
I know.
Good job to you, too.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for speaking for me.
I knew something would be said. Anyway, I thank you all for being out there and being part of the Power Hour, and to all the people of the Power Mall, and Catherine, and Wanda, and Gary. Oh, my gosh, those people are awesome. Noelle, everybody out there. Cynthia, have a blessed day. We'll see you on Monday. We love you all at the Power Hour.
See you guys.